It's our Grady's party next Friday, Sarah. We're all pumped.
Yes,
we're
going to
be
are.
Dressing up with, all sorts of fashions, I'd say, on the
day. I've been talking to some people already getting their outfits sorted. Mm. It's going to be a hard best dress competition. I'm making sure I'm not a judge so that I'm in it. I'm looking. Wait till you see what I'm wearing.
Well, so far we've caught up with some legends of the 80s. Greg Evans, Daryl
yes.
Summers. We caught up with Matt Goss from Bros. And also Brian Canham, lead singer
yeah,
of Pseudo Echo.
Last week, yeah.
We got a very special guest this morning.
Oh, we got someone else.
Yeah, I'm going to ring him right now.
Okay.
Bit of a surprise for you, Sarah.
Oh, I don't know if I really need a surprise. And yeah, that laugh obviously does not help. All right, here we go.
Hello, Agro speaking.
It's Agro!
What? What?
Legendary 80s puppet. How can I help you?
Well, yeah, legendary is a fantastic word. Oh, my God, Agro!
How are you, Agro?
Oh.
Sarah, Andrew, 104.9 Mix FM.
Oh, he's turned into a voiceover man now.
Welcome to the show.
Well, you're having a, you know, what the hell are they doing now, 80s thing, aren't you?
We are, next Friday.
Well, I guess, yeah, what the hell are you doing right now?
Well, I've just got back from seeing a gypsy.
Yeah, how'd that go?
A gypsy.
Well, the strangest thing, apparently I'm going to meet a woman in Darwin, get married, have a baby, and her name is Sarah.
Are you making...
He's gone psychic.
I think that's pronounced psychic.
You heard about what happened to me last week. Well, look, I am looking for a suitor because my partner was not very happy when he heard that I was having a baby.
Well, you know, I can tell you for a fact you're completely safe because don't you think with all the money that Skase made, he could have afforded another couple of inches of felt?
Oh, you're a bit weathered, are you, Agro?
That's not what he's talking about, Andrew.
Oh, he's gone bald. Yeah,
I don't have one.
You're gone bald, mate.
He's not talking about that end either. No, really, tell us what has been going on during COVID, I guess. That's the main thing.
Oh, you had to say has been, didn't you? You had to say has been. Tell me, Agro, what has been going on?
I didn't mean to do that. Now he's making me feel bad.
Well, I'm feeling just a little tender when it comes to has been.
Well,
yeah, I've been lying around the bag. You know, I've been doing shows called Agro Up Late. You know the outtakes of Agro's Cartoon Connection. Someone somewhere in Australia put those up on YouTube, and they've had 4.5 million hits.
Oh, well,
this is back in the day when you were with Marianne, of course, Agro.
That would be Anne-Marie.
Oh, sorry. Anne-Marie, yeah.
You can't even get
Marianne was Gilligan's Island, mate. You're in the 80s.
Andrew is sort of stuck there.
Yeah, I think he is. Have you seen the way he dresses? I mean, seriously, corduroy in Darwin.
How does he know about this, Andrew? Anyone think you're actually here? No, look, if we're going to throw an 80s party, we do have to obviously follow our favourite things from the 80s. And, Agro, you were one of them. But... like you just said, who on earth held on to all that stuff knowing that one day we would want to know what was happening behind the scenes that didn't
behind
make it
desk.
To air?
Well, I don't know. They did me a big favour because Uber Eats saw the number of hits it had and they rang me and I did an Uber Eats commercial.
Oh, did you? You're one of those guys that says, tonight I'll be eating...
Yeah, Uber tonight Eats? I'll be eating a spicy vindaloo with 10 papadum.
Yeah, and paying for it. For 3 days.
Oh, tell us your greatest part of being on TV in the 80s. Tell us about it.
The best part of being on TV in the 80s was that you weren't answerable to anyone. I mean, look at Hey Hey, It's Saturday with Dickie Knee and Pluck a Duck and all that and me. You know, you could say, you know, stuff and then not have all the politically correct police come after you.
That is
these days, you can't say anything. Do you know that, Andrew? You know that.
Oh, mate, one of my favourite shows in the 80s was A Kingswood Country. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah, not the Kingswood. Not the Kingswood. Not the Kingswood, Andrew.
That's right. Oh, Ted Bullpit.
So I guess now you have to be extra careful when you're on TV.
No. I will never be in children's television ever again. If you look at those outtakes, I will never be in children's television ever again.
It sounds like that's probably a
good thing. I was actually expecting you to be in a museum somewhere with Dexter the Robot or something, Agro.
Oh,
well, you know, I did Perfect Match where I did a remake of Perfect Match with Shelley Craft, and I took over Dexter the Robot's spot. I do remember one of the guys from the radio station was actually a contestant, and you're not allowed to meet them before the actual show. So we had a rehearsal, and I saw the three girls, and then I thought, well, you know, I know him. So I snuck in the green room where you're not supposed to be, and I tried to give him some hints, and I said, well, let's say it was you, Andrew. I said, Andrew, one would be very happy if one would choose the right one.
And what did he do? Choose contestant number two.
What did you choose, Andrew? Number three.
Yeah.
You would do that too.
That was the female rugby union player.
He added the ones together, did he?
Oh, he got it so terribly wrong. And the little vignette, you know, they shoot when they go away on the little holiday
weekend.
There he was walking along the beach at Daydream Island, and then out from the bushes comes the rugby union player and tackles him. Oh my Lord.
Oh, Agro, it has been an absolute joy to have you on the show and to revisit our favourite moments of the 80s as we make it into our very first ever Grady's Party. I know you're not in Darwin, but we would have loved for you to be there. Sorry.
I think it's fine because it's next Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys, I've seen your pictures. Just wear what you've got on.
I do not dress like I'm in the 80s. You definitely haven't seen
it. Oh, shut up. You're wearing culottes as we speak.
No, I'm not.
She should go as Mary Ann. What do you reckon? Or Anne-Marie.
You can't even get the name right still.
Anne-Marie.
Oh, Agro, thanks again for being on the show this morning.
That's all right, Sarah. What about our baby? When are we having our baby?
I do not want to think about what that thing looks like. Come here.
Cooking the monster. Oh,
it'll be interesting. I'll keep you posted.
All right, I'll send you a show bag. See ya.
Thank you.